Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Presented by Guns.com. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. It's time for us now to talk to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
Well, today was interesting because today, you remember the Timney trigger that is supposedly the game changer for Glock.
Correct.
I had that installed in a Gen 5 Glock 19.
Okay, so how does it feel?
I have not shot it yet. I have dry fired it.
To the stock trigger, what does it feel like?
It's lighter. And it has a cleaner break to it to me.
That's important.
Yeah, the break is not so much of a, you know, where a, with the stock
trigger
break.
The way I describe the Glock trigger is it feels spongy. I don't care what you do to it. Now, you have to learn how to shoot and use the trigger well, which is what I strive to do always, but it still feels a little spongy at the let off.
Right. Well, as you're taking it up. Right, as you're taking it up to me, the stock Glock, you start to feel that it's like you're stepping into moss.
Right,
and
I get it.
And it's slowing you down, but you're still going through it, and then all of a sudden you hit the ground, and, you know, boom, that's when it breaks. And that's what it feels like to me. But it's just clean.
Well, categorize my thoughts here a little bit.
Sure.
You know, people have been trying to turn the Glock trigger into a 1911 trigger since the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Drive on. You know, that's what freedom of thought and freedom of action is about. However, I don't shoot Glocks because it has a crispy 1911 trigger.
Right.
I shoot Glocks for their inherent mechanical durability and reliability. I take the trigger with a grain of salt and, of course, learn how to use that trigger well. Not a big deal. But here's where the rub comes in. When you start comparing a Glock to a 1911 or comparing a 1911 to a double single Beretta, or a double single Beretta to a CZ-75. You know what I mean? It's all apples and oranges.
Right.
I think what a lot of people miss very early on is knowing how to select the best pistol for them. And that's all in, you know, of course, the size of their hands, the size of the pistol, size of the frame, location and function of the controls. Normally, a lot of key points of interest that your neophyte is not even going to be aware of that they need to be looking for and evaluating. You see what I mean?
I do.
But that's the beauty of capitalism, bro. If you buy one and it doesn't work for you, do you really need a reason to buy another gun?
No.
Find one that works for you and go to work.
Well, I think the beauty of what I do, though, Dave, is because some of what I do is actually to do that test drive so other people won't have to do it.
No, I totally get that, man. But sometimes you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Truly, truly that. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever tried the VP? Did you ever try the VP9 when it came out?
Yes. Well, I didn't try it to the extent of buying one to have in my pile, no. But I've shot it, I would say, enough to make a knowledge-based decision that the one, it's, I don't care what it is, HK is going to turn out a good product. And they're proud of their work.
Right.
You're going to pay good money for it.
Right.
But in my experience, the absolute fail for the VP9 was that trigger guard located mag release.
You didn't like that? You didn't like that?
Dude, not if you're going to get aggressive with the gun.
Yeah.
You get aggressive with that VP and see what happens. You're going to eject the mag. And I probably could have worked with the pistol long enough to adapt and over, you know, compensate for that.
Right.
But, nah. You know, why? I didn't like it. And there's no rhyme or reason. But, you know, sometimes if you just don't like something, do something different.
Right. I tried to like it, and it had the one I had a problem where the spring was sort of loose on it, as far as like it was constantly letting the slide pop back and knocking it out of battery if I stuck it in the holster. So I got rid of it. But the other day, I've been hearing everybody rave about this Walther PDP, and I had not owned a Walther since I bought a Walther PP Super Gun at the Rod and Gun Club in Ansbach, West Germany. So I went ahead and got one of these, and I mean, ergonomically, this feels like a superior pistol to any pistol I picked up so far. And I started getting his...
The Walther PD... What?
Walther PDP. PDP? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've handled that blaster.
Well, I started getting excited about it. Say what?
I think it has an exceptional feel to it.
Yeah. Well, I was really enjoying it, and I'm dry firing it and cycling it.
Do you have one?
I have one now, yeah.
But
guess what?
What?
It's just like the Bren 10. There's no spare magazines for it out there. You get the one the two that comes with it, and if you go looking for a spare magazine, well, you're not going to find one. Not right now.
Well, how many mags do you need?
I don't know. How many mags do you carry when you go out if you're going to carry a gun for self-defense? Five?
Yeah, six.
Yeah, so.
So, you got one, right? So buy,
I got two.
Five more, so buy five more guns. There's your mags.
All right, we're coming up on. You caught me off guard with that one. I was completely unprepared for that. Coming up on the first break, Super Dave, he has a website called combatspeed.com. And from this, at some point, as it is a work in progress, one day you'll be able to go there and figure out when you can train with Super Dave. And you should go train with Super Dave, because Super Dave is he is the economic Bruce Lee of the handgun fighting world. He's going to do the quickest, fastest, most economic movement to get you where you got to be and win. And he can teach you how to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, it's so piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check it out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. One thing I've been doing, Dave, is I've been doing a lot of dry fire practice.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it with the Glock 19. And the way I'm gripping it right now, I have never had a steadier grip on a gun before. Although I noticed one thing, and I wondered about this, and I wanted to get your take on this. Sometimes when I have switched hands, when I've been out there and, you know, like going from left to right, I've always noticed that my left-hand grip, although I'm not as confident with it, it seems steadier than my right-hand grip. And I didn't know why that
was. But you're right-handed, correct?
Yes, sir.
Don't cuss me like that, dude.
I'm sorry. Yes, Sergeant.
Well, no sweat. Hey, the funny thing about it is, and just think about this. You say the pistol feels different in your hand.
Right.
But different how?
It just feels steadier. It's just I'm not seeing. Sometimes when I'm sticking it out there, it's almost like I'm strangling it when I'm right-handed.
Okay.
And I'm trying to do everything that I consider to be a best practice when I'm sticking it out there right-handed, because that's when I feel like that's what I'm being serious about what I'm doing.
Well, based on what you're describing, my mind immediately goes to the strength in the right side of your body versus the strength in your left side of your body as it relates to your hands, forearms, shoulder, girdle, you know, the upper body structure that enables you to stabilize the pistol.
Right.
I mean, you can over-grip a gun for real. And I want you to think about something. The harder you grip a gun, the more movement that you are going to transfer into the gun, like your pulse. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Well, that may not sound like a big deal, but when you're trying to dial in on the sights to hit a 50-yard target, you may find you need to relax your grip a little bit so you're not transferring so much movement into the gun to better stabilize it to make the hit you want to make at, you know, whatever distance. And also the speed in which the shot or shots are required as an influence. If you're working at a distance and firing multiple projectiles, you can get super aggressive with the pistol in order to stabilize it, to control it in rapid fire. You see what I mean?
I do.
But then as the structure, the construct of the shooting problem changes, and you find yourself having to shift gears from, say, like delivering a near range burst on a set of five targets to a head hit at 30 yards, the manner in which you fired on the near set of targets is not going to support a 30 yard head hit. You got to be able to do the math and make the adjustments to satisfy the requirements of the shot. But now that's based on your analysis of what those requirements are. Blah, blah, blah. I can go on, man. Ad infinitum. I can split atoms with the best of them. But these are all... Here's what started... What always kickstarts my thought process when I'm having a discussion with someone is when they, you know, when I ask a question and they say they don't know. Dude, I don't know is not any kind of answer I want to hear.
Right.
And certainly, for the most part, Nobody likes hearing, I don't know. Because that baseline response of I don't know tells me a couple of things. One, a lot of people use I don't know as an out. Well, I don't know. Well, had you paid attention to what you were doing while you were doing it, see, here's what's important about I don't know. If you are working with a tool that can inflict serious physical harm to include death to yourself or other people, and you do not possess the ability to pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it with a death machine in your hands, that's the problem I see.
Right.
But the application is the same. If you think about developing your powers of immediate recall, and the only way you're going to develop those powers of immediate recall is once you perform a task, take a couple of seconds to do a mental review of everything that you were seeing, thinking, and feeling that either allowed you to be successful or caused you to fail.
Right.
But do a mental review and make a decision. Come to a conclusion. Now, I can expect, you know, an entry-level person to say, I don't know. So it doesn't really bother me. But when you have people that profess to be, you know, intermediate to advanced level shooters, and you ask them a simple mechanics of shooting question, and they say, I don't know, it's called an indicator, dude. You know what I mean? And I have been told, I don't know how many times, I think too much. Dude, you think too much, man. Knock that off. Dude, how can you do that? If you stop and think about that, how can you think too much? Your brain, whether you realize it or not, is constantly solving problems.
Of course it is. But we're coming up on the break, so hang on to that thought, because I want to ask you about that. That is an excellent subject. You can find Dave, you can follow him on Facebook by looking up Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I realized pretty quickly that if you look up stupid stuff in the dictionary, there's a picture of this bill.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, never one to mince words, speaking there on Fox News, that as the Senate by a 69-30 margin passes a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, a bill that includes money set aside for roads, bridges, and transit. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. The state attorney's general announcing the findings of her five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment. The report concludes the Democrat touched their intimate body parts and made unwanted advances. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Texas judge is making a ruling regarding Democrats from Texas who left the state.
State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Amazon is now paying customers up to $1,000 in damages for products sold by third-party sellers that cause personal injury or harm. The company is saying buyers can contact Amazon's customer service, which will notify the third party of the issue. If the seller rejects a claim, Amazon will step up and address the problem themselves. The Dixie Fire in California continuing to burn. It's also now the single biggest fire in California history, covering more than 750 square miles. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. We were just talking about how he talks to some people, and some people come to you and say that they're overthinking it.
Right.
Now,
how is that even possible?
Well, I don't think that's actually possible. I think the only thing, now what happens to me is if I start making mistakes, I will start asking myself why I am making these mistakes. And then the more I make these mistakes, the more frustrated I become. And it's not so much that I'm out there, and I'm never going to tell somebody. All I'm going to say is I'm in my own head, but it's never about me overthinking it.
Yeah, well, let me help you out.
Certainly.
Stop being overly concerned with the mistakes you're making. Big deal, dude. You know, my name's Dave Harrington, not Jesus Christ.
Right.
I'm a human being. I'm going to make errors. And the truth be told, dig this. Wrap your mind around this one. From a training perspective, I mean, of course, you know, a good firearms instructor will make sure that the training participant understands what best case is.
Right.
In respect to anything, principles, fundamentals, you name it. What is technically correct? What is the how to do correct? But dig this, man. The reality is, when I'm operating at combat speed, I am doing one thing and one thing only. Everything that I'm working with is less than. Because when you start putting time constraints on performance tasks, the only, and, you know, let's just say they're accurate, the bottom line is you really don't have time to do anything perfect, but you better do everything well enough in order to deliver acceptable hits in a given time frame. So, in fact, I'm never working with best case scenario. And if I happen to, that's luck. I don't know what you think about all that, but
well,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
See, one thing that I've noticed with Steve Fisher, and I've noticed you do it in video too, you guys say your mistake out loud. And I don't know
sometimes,
if that has some sort of a cleansing effect.
Sometimes I'll inadvertently do the wrong thing, if you want to say there's right and wrong. But sometimes I can't help myself. You know, I will go into a verbal critique while I'm firing. Because for one reason only, I'm aggravated.
Right.
I'm aggravated with myself. You know, I did something silly, or it could be just as simple as being too aggressive with the trigger for the, you know, the shot that needed to be delivered. You know, not a big deal, but from time to time, yeah, I'll verbally abuse myself from time to time if I'm not, you know, doing well. But I always do a mental review,
right,
of, you know, the good, bad, the ugly. But now dig this. If you don't develop the mental and physical discipline to achieve mental and physical synchronization, what's the point? Timing is everything. You can't ignore timing. But do you know what you're capable of performing within a given time frame? A lot of people can't say that. They, you know, honestly do. And that's okay. Just because you can't doesn't mean you never will. And what I have gained, if there was any one thing that I had to say that I got out of the totality of my efforts in being a shooter, is I've learned how to extract the positive out of the negative. And here's how that works. Let's just say I'm working a simple shooting problem, right? And I do something silly. I lapse. You know, I have a momentary lapse of reason, or I'm visually distracted by a bug or whatever. The bottom line is I deliver a less than hit. I hit, but it's not as good of a hit as I could have delivered had I not experienced the whatever issue, right?
Right.
So instead of letting it get under my skin, look for the positive and develop the ability to extract the positive out of the negative. So out of the construct that I just provided, a hit is a hit. So there's the positive right in your face. You don't have to look for it. You still hit.
Right.
Yeah, it was a less than hit, and you made it up. You delivered another hit on target, but a better one. Big deal. You know, you may have to let somebody hold four or five before you get any kind of, actual action to make an assessment of whether you need to let him hold four or five more. It's an ongoing thing. But are we talking about marksmanship, or are we talking about combat marksmanship? Or are we talking about competitive shooting? They all have value. But what you know and understand about all of them is what you're going to bring to the table the moment you find yourself, you know, in a set of circumstances where you very well may have to do violence.
Right.
to include, you know, the application of lethal force. It's a lot to take in. You know what I mean? There really is. There's a lot of moving parts to be in a gunfire. And I've kind of, I would like to believe my latest efforts in respect to the effective gunfighting program I've developed over the last couple of years. I've hot washed it. I've run it 3 times. I've had good results, varying results, but good results. And the varying part of the results, it's a no-brainer what caused those variables to take place. It's just a different, it's a totally different approach to getting involved in the gun thing. I don't want to, you know, bust your chops over all the moving parts to the program.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what.
One more segment, though, right?
We do have one more segment. If you'll hang on, we can get into the movement. Well, let's talk about the moving parts when we get back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. Combat Pistol Craft is what we're discussing, how you get there, what you need to do, how to know what to unpack and repack, and, you know, just in general, just to be successful. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking to Super Dave Harrington, we were getting to the point to where Dave was like, I don't know if I should be doing this or not with this. But hey, if we got enough time, I can do it next segment. So let's do that, Dave. What is it that you think is
okay? Real quick, man. I'm not gonna divulge all my trade secrets, but dig
this. Of course.
I've been getting a little frustrated, internally frustrated, not, you know, caused by any one thing or one person, but dig this. You know, I have been actively involved in combative stuff for 30 years. So to make the adjustment to the civilian realm, you know, I have anywhere from a 1 to possibly a 5-day opportunity to have a positive influence. You see what I mean? And the normal train of thought as it applies to learning and how we do it is kind of crawl, walk, run. Well, and that's cool. You can do it any way you want, as long as you're responsible and safe. But the thing is, if you step back and look at things in its totality, what can I possibly accomplish in a 2-day soundbite of 30 years of experience?
Right.
So here's where the frustration comes in. For me, doing this crawl, walk, run thing, you know, that's what people expect, and that's what they know how to do. What can you actually accomplish in a 2-day time frame? How can you train someone on a task? And, you know, of course, the balance point is time management and allow them enough repetitions, not to practice the task, but to learn the task, learn how to do it properly. And then that's your takeaway to practice on your own time. You see what I mean?
I do.
And frankly, I think people spend way too much time in the weeds. Fundamental this, fundamental that. Well, what about the principles? Ask somebody, you know, what are the principles of marksmanship? And they'll start rattling off a chain of fundamentals, thinking they're principles, but they're not. Blah, blah, blah. The point I'm trying to make is, do you want to learn how to shoot guns well, or do you want to learn how to be a gunfighter? Now, don't get confused. You have to know how to shoot guns well in order to be an effective gunfighter, period. But dig this. Let me put this into perspective for you. If you have the average concealed carry dude that has, you know, done whatever was required to get his permit, and, you know, he's got his gun and gear and carries, but he has very little experience, right?
Right.
You with me?
I am.
Okay, so dig this. I'll use myself as an example, even though I probably shouldn't. I have a permit, and I carry all the time. So ask yourself this question. Who would be better prepared to survive a violent encounter, that dude or me? Well, you just can't say it's me. Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody, you know, there's a ton of things that could go wrong. But dig this. In respect to the disparity in experience, think about this. What is absolutely the same for the average concealed carry dude and myself? It'll never change. There's nothing that will influence change to this point of interest. Do you know what it is, or you want to take a guess?
I do not want to take a guess. Tell me what it is.
The responsibility of life or death. You are expected. Nobody cares what your skill level is, but I can tell you what everybody expects of you. They expect you to conduct yourself safely and professionally, and provided you must apply lethal force, you are within your rules of engagement doing it. Nothing's going to change those points of interest. They're the same for everybody.
Right.
You'll be held accountable. Period. So you better have your ducks in a row. But now dig this. There's, I'm going to do a comparative study real quick about the marksmanship thing and combat marksmanship. Marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to apply the principles of marksmanship to a firearm and produce an acceptable group. Now, of course, don't go hog wild on me, man. That's going to depend on what type of firearm you're using, what type of ammunition, what type of target, what's the distance. There's a lot of variables that go into the play of that problem. But that's the baseline for marksmanship. However, you should be, I don't say you should never say never, but you don't have to be a good marksman to be a gunfighter. But if you're not a good marksman, you're probably not going to be a good gunfighter. You probably won't live long enough to become a good gunfighter. You see what I mean?
I do.
So marksmanship progresses into, you know, combat marksmanship ability, which is combat marksmanship is the ability of an individual to deliver fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within the rules of engagement. That's what that's about.
Right.
It's not the same thing as, you know, shooting a B-8 or any other, fantastical firing exercise that, you know, where you can showcase your ability, showcase your skills. Cool. Do it, man. Practice. Get good. But just because you're a good shooter doesn't make you a good fighter. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can have a tremendous amount of skill and do something stupid one time and see what happens. And that about covers it up. This program I put together, I have come at training and gunfighting from a totally different perspective, 180 degrees out. I don't know. Of course, the proof is in, you know, the product itself. Everybody to date that I have come into contact with and they actively participated in the entire program has done extremely well for themselves and were beyond satisfied with the outing. You know, it was a positive experience. And let me expand on that real quick for the firearms instructors that may be listening.
Well, I tell you what, you don't really have time to expand on it. So we'll have to pick that up.
No sweat.
Have to pick that up next time.
All right, Mr. Bill.
Appreciate all the stuff that you do, and thanks for joining me this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity to share, bro.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we can do it next week.
Absolutely. Find Super Dave. Find him on Facebook, find him on YouTube, and find him at CombatSpeed.com, and hopefully you find him here on Tuesdays. Combat Pistol Craft with me. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.